Congregation may be seated if the children will join me for the children's message. Good morning, guys. Let's see, we're coming out of the woodwork. Would you like this?
Yes.
Please. Hey, Marcus, will you come have a seat, please? Good morning, Ashton. I know, sometimes it's hard. I have a question. Do any of you, let me start with you, Ashton. Do you have a body? Where is it? That's your body. Does anybody else here have a body? You do. Do you all have your bodies with you this morning? You didn't leave it at home? You all brought your bodies with you? Okay, is that the way it always works? Are your bodies always with you? They are, aren't they? Our bodies are always with us. Where did you get your body? That's right. Yeah, God made you in the image of God, and you were born, and you have this body, and it's always with you, right? Now, your body sort of changes as you get older and you grow up, and then when you get older from there, your body sort of changes again, too. But it's always with you, right? Because God gave you these bodies. Did you know that our bodies are part of us and that we can use our bodies to serve God and to praise God? Yeah, your daddy uses his body to serve and to praise God. I want to do something with you guys this morning. We're going to read the psalm, okay? And anytime you hear something that you think has to do with a body, I want you to raise your hand, all right? You got that? Anything that has to do with a body, you raise your hand. Let's practice. Grapefruit. Feet. All right, I think you guys are ready. Okay. Listen to this. Oh God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. Anybody's body ever get thirsty? Mine does. Yeah. My flesh faints for you. Flesh, that means your body, right? Okay. As in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you. Anybody have anything in their bodies that helps them look? How about these eyes, right? Yeah. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. You guys have lips, right? Everybody, one, two, three, yes. All of you have lips. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. Mouth and lips, right? When I think of you on my bed and meditate on the watches of the night, for you have been my help in the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy. Anybody's body sing here? Okay. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Cool. I want to do something else now. Will you guys stand up? You guys are going to help me a little bit. You guys are going to act out what I'm reading, just right standing where you are, okay? When I say the part of the body, I want you to do what I do, okay? My lips will praise you. Can you guys do that? My lips will praise you. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. I'm not really good with motions, but you guys are doing a great job. My soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me. Thank you, guys. You can sit right back down. Our bodies are a very important part of who God made us to be, and so it's important how we use our bodies, and we can use our bodies to praise God in worship by doing things like lifting up our hands and our hearts and our songs to God, by praising God with our words and our lips. But also, we use our bodies to serve God by serving other people, and there are wonderful ways that we can help other people using our bodies and the strength and gifts that God gave us. And we're going to have to learn about that as we get older, and maybe your parents can help talk about that. But I want you to know that God gave you these bodies and made them wonderful in the image of God so that we could use them to love God and to love each other, which is a wonderful thing. Will you guys pray with me? Lord God, thank you for my body. It is wonderfully made. Help me use my body to serve you. Amen. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. So if you're going to Children's Church, we're going to line up at that door, and we're going to wait for Miss Jordan right there at the door, please. Thank you. And then if you're not, you can head back to your seats, and we're glad to have you in here, too.